The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
John Duggan, Denise O'Sullivan has bravely admitted, honestly admitted, that France were on a different level last night. Ireland still battled really, really well. What is next for the girls in green on their World Cup journey? They have a real good chance of qualifying.
They do because of their work they've done in Ligue A and also in this group against France, Netherlands and Poland. So four games, playoffs in October, the first round of playoffs, when they play a team ranked from League C. So they've got the option of, when the draw is made tomorrow week in Switzerland, of Hungary, Greece, Romania, Belarus, Kosovo, Lithuania, Croatia or Kazakhstan. Get through those two legs. The second one in home in Dublin or Cork. Probably Porky Creeve, given the way things have been going. And then if they win that, then they've got another playoff with two games again, with the second game at home against a better team. So it could be the likes of Scotland or Wales or Belgium, who we played before, Finland, Portugal or Switzerland. So look, they're not only, they're disappointed now when they're losing to top teams, and they're competitive now. So they've come a huge way under Carlo Ward.
They're playing good football.
So they're not limited in their style. And I think that they should have the confidence that they can definitely get through the first couple of games and hopefully on to the final rounds to get to Brazil next year.
That'd be so great to see them get through. Speaking of things that are so great, 40,000 tickets sold already for the Katie Taylor fight.
I think it's caught the imagination. That's evident from the press conference, and Katie's done a lot of publicity. We kind of almost spoke about it the other day, the FOMO, the fear of missing out, that I want to be at this Saturday, September 5th. For her last ever fight at Croke Park against Flora Pilly. And these are pre-sale tickets.
Because it's Friday, isn't it?
The rest go on sale. So over half, you'd have to think that they're going to sell out the 80,000, the Matchroom Boxing and the promoters. So yeah, it's good. It's good. It's amazing that it's as I said in the A-team, a plan is coming together.
Yeah,
it definitely is. It starts tomorrow, the biggest sports event in the world.
Ask me anything. Where do you want to take it?
Ciara, you ask.
Who are the favourites, Shady?
Well, it's interesting. The World Cup now has become bloated, right? And I was going through the betting, and there are 48 teams. We've got a 39-day tournament for the FIFA World Cup, 16 cities across the United States, Canada, and Mexico, and 104 games. Of the 48 teams, 37 of them are over 50-1. So you're talking about only 11 teams 50-1 or less. So the favourites with the bookies is generally between France and Spain.
Yeah, they look the two best squads.
Spain are the European champions. They've got Lamine Yamal, who is a sensational player. He's only 19 next month, and Nico Williams, two wingers. And they've got a very good midfield. They're able to keep the ball in the heat, which is going to be a big thing. And Rodri, World Player of the Year a couple of years ago. And then you got France.
Probably don't have a top striker,
no,
do they?
Mikel Oyarzabal has scored, 18 goals for Real Sociedad, but generally he's not seen as a top member.
How many times
maybe this is a hard question. How many times has Spain won? They've won.
Once in 2010 in South Africa.
I actually remember that happening.
Iniesta. So France have got, there's so many, Kylian Mbappe obviously is, he's scored 42 goals in the season just gone. He scored a hat-trick
so
at the last
good
World
players,
Cup.
JD. You know,
they've got Michael Olise, Bayern Munich, Désiré Doué won the Champions League. Ousmane Dembélé won the World Player of the Year award last year, the Ballon d'Or. So
they are spoiled for choice.
Can you keep the egos in check in the squad is probably the thing. Didier Deschamps, his last World Cup as manager, they won it in Russia and they were runners-up last time. So William Saliba and the defence Premier League winners.
So France and Spain favourites, but are there wild cards who you think could actually also do it?
Well, what about England?
I think they've got a squeak.
Could it come home?
It could. 60 years later, the heat will be a thing that they've got to navigate. Thomas Tuchel. I was going through this. A coach from another country has never won a FIFA World Cup. So, and Carlo Ancelotti's gone to Brazil. So you've never had a foreign winner of a World Cup, and they've only had 8 teams with it. So he's left some big players out. Harry Kane is the key thing for England. I mean, he's got, 61 goals in all competitions for Bayern Munich last season and 78 goals for England. So he has to be fit. But you've got good players in the team, good midfield. You've got players in defence who can come into midfield, good goalkeeper. Defensively, though, are you got world superstars in defence? Probably not. But I think they can do okay.
We haven't mentioned Brazil or Argentina. Argentina, of course, who won 4 years ago. Yeah. Given the conditions, yes, they definitely both have a chance, don't they?
Well, see, Lionel Messi turns 39 during the tournament, and he's as good as he was 4 years ago. He won't need to run around much, but Alex McAllister didn't possibly have the best of seasons. I mean, they've got a player called Nico Paz who's coming through from Como, who's very good. Argentina, Cristian Romero and Julio Alvarez are fit, but I think they had the rub of the green at times in Qatar, Argentina. The thing about Brazil is, do Brazil have the midfield to win it? Because once again, they've got probably the best manager in the tournament, Ancelotti, but you have Casemiro and Bruno Guimarães in there. Once again, a lot of attacking talent, Vinny Juniors up front. Igor Thiago, even at Brentford, could be a wild card. But to me, I don't know if Brazil have the strength and depth or the fullbacks. When I was thinking back to Brazil in 2002, they had Rivaldo, they had Ronaldinho, and of course, Ronaldo. When they won the tournament. And that's a long time ago, 2002. They haven't won it since then. You're asking for wild cards, Kira. I could pick out a few teams. Ecuador are unbeaten in 18 games.
They've some really good players.
Like, they got Pacho, obviously just won the Champions League with PSG. Hincapié, Caicedo of Chelsea. Senegal were stripped of the AFCON, Africa Cup of Nations, in controversial fashion. A lot of really top players.
Norway,
will they wilt in the heat? Is the thing. Erling Haaland obviously is
no more than England will they?
Won the Premier League Golden
Boot.
I'm
up for Scotland. That's who I.
Well, the Tartan Army.
If we can't be there, I'm up for the Scots.
My pick is Portugal.
Nah, not with Ronaldo. I had this argument with the taxi driver on the way home last night. He said Portugal. Not with Ronaldo. You can't win it with an L fella up front. You can't win the World Cup with an L fella.
Well,
to turn Alan Hansen's famous say, you can't win anything with L fellas.
Well, I think the key thing in this World Cup, which would be a very long tournament, is keeping the ball. And Portugal keep the ball. They're fantastic midfielders. So Vitinha, Joao Neves, Bruno Fernandes, Bernardo Silva.
No, but it's a one-man show. Everything's geared around.
Well, I think the one thing about Portugal is they will be channeling the memory of Diogo Jota. That's the one thing.
There is that. Is Ronaldo not more like a titular head at this stage?
No.
They have him there.
He takes the free kicks. He hasn't scored a free kick in about 20 years. He still takes them.
You're so down on
41
Ronaldo.
Years of age now, Ronaldo. Germany, don't think it's going to happen for them. A lot of, backbone of the Netherlands.
Even I will absolutely admit that it is exciting.
There's the wall charts, there's the stickers, there's, kids in schools maybe picking a team. I got England in the World Cup's work sweepstakes, so there you go.
And okay.
I mean, you said we had a row about this, I remember, even 4 years ago, about the technical ability of Japan. Japan are many people's pick. Who's your dark horse?
Norway is mine. But I think Japan are a dark horse. Yeah. It'll come from the countries you mentioned, those five. I can't see it going beyond, or six if you include Portugal. I can't see it going beyond those.
I can't wait.
It's going to be long. I mean, the one thing I'll say about the World Cup, the football will save it because everything else around it is pretty unsavory.
The stories I'm hearing about what people are paying for tickets.
I agree with you because we talked about this last week on Winners and Sinners. I think I think the excitement will build in the same way it did. Everyone gave out about Qatar as well and how it was awful whatever.
This is really bad though in terms of it's not an affordable tournament for the regular football fans.
No.
Look, the soul of the game has been constantly eroded by FIFA and their addiction to greed. This is the Gordon Gekko World Cup. Greed is good. Wall Street. And FIFA will say we're giving the money back to associations to grow the game globally, but it can't be at the expense of the fans. The fans are the custodians of the soul of the game, and if they're excluded, you can't get a regular supporter there, not to mind all the other issues in America. So
fully agree with you, JD, and we will look forward to
Very lastly, do you know how much it costs to get a train from Boston to Foxborough for the games? And the train is the only way you can get there. There's no car parking. $160. Normally it costs $35 for two people. That's to get a train.
I took that journey 18 months ago. It's like going from Dublin to Nice to see the American football.
And it's 100 and what?
$160.
I was on a secondary side in the last half hour. The cheapest ticket to see the USA against Paraguay, this is on Friday, is $800.
All right. We shall talk more anon. Thank you very much, JD.
Bye-bye.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.